hopefully right about now, I should have the Archbishop of Brighton, Norman of Cook, a.k.a. Fatboy Slim. Are you there, bro?
I'm trying to think of an appropriate title for you, Kissy. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm right. I'm cool, man. This is great. This is great having you on the show. It's fantastic. Because I'm still recovering from that gig that you let me...
Still recovering?
Yeah, you let me warm up for you. I say warm up. There were several DJs in between us. But I was junior warming up for you in Belfast. That was actually fantastic with the light show and everything. So how are you doing in general?
I'm doing good. I'm up at Rockness. So I'm a bit perturbed. It hasn't got dark yet. Speaking of lights and everything, we're worrying about the lights and the lasers not working because it doesn't actually get dark up here this time of year.
Yeah, but you get a nice Scotch mist, though. Believe it or not, I was actually there last week. I was in Inverness last week. Don't ask me why.
Really?
I was there a week before Rottnest, but I was. It happened.
Yeah, timing's always been your strong point, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. I'm very punctual. I'm early. I used to be early for exams. That's the way I'm rolling. Now, of course, so much to talk to you about. First thing I'm going to talk about is your new record with Hervé. Of course,
yeah.
Been waiting to hear this for absolutely ages. It's been the talk of the town. It's been the gossip of dance music industry for several months now, and it's come out. You've smashed it. It's an awesome track. How did it come about?
Well, just me and Hervé have been kind of sort of mutual fans and everything, and there's so many people who know us both, and they're like, why don't you two just get it on and like make a record together? But then we went in the studio a couple of times, and sort of the expectation of the two of us doing this sort of huge pop crossover smash kind of freaked us out a bit. And in the end we were sitting there and there's a 303 and we started just doing an acid tune and thought, that's what we'll do, just make a honest to goodness good old fashioned acid house record.
And I think that's the best way to do it as well, because both of you, I think your signature sound isn't really defined by the instruments you use. It's not really defined by the samples you use. It's defined by the kind of ideas and the vibe in the track. And I think that's what's interesting, because that's what comes across.
Well, yeah, it's weird, because we went for the sort of lowest common denominator rather than... Because both of us kind of can cross over into pop. But we're thinking, you know, we're not going to make kind of Queen and David Bowie under pressure, so let's just do what we really love.
Nice one, yeah, and what a track it is as well. Now, am I right in thinking it's part of a remix package, which is going to be released in two parts, right?
No, they're on me. Josh has done a remix.
Because the second part of it, it's going to match up with some of the same dates of the World Cup that you're doing. Because let's talk about this now, because
right.
I can't say this to any other DJ, really. You are sort of the official, sort of unofficial, sort of the official DJ of the World Cup. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm the unofficial, I'm sort of... FA approved DJ of the World Cup, which basically means just going over and playing gigs for the England fans and some for the Aussie fans and some for the South Africans. But it also means that I get to go over and watch the group stages of the World Cup.
Yeah, no, good. I like how you did that. That was good. That was right. That was a good move. Now, I must admit, though, because obviously, Norman, you're a big football fan. If England don't do terribly well, is there going to be a bit of a sad Fatboy Slim with a bit of a sad face DJing? Is it?
No,
have you thought about this?
I have thought about it, yeah. That's why we never book gigs past the group stages.
Oh, so see, is that what you've done? My God.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. No, because we did this in Japan 8 years ago and we did the Euros in Portugal. Now, we never book the gigs past the group stages because we know what England aren't capable of. So, no, I'm under no illusions that they'll be there. And anyway, I've got to come back. I'll be back for Glastonbury.
Yes, oh, wicked. I think I'm doing Glastonbury.
Certain things in life that are more important than football, and getting back for Glastonbury is one of those.
Now, I've got some of your gigs in front of me now, and I noticed that you're DJing with Kissy Sellout, actually, in SW4.
Yes.
How are you feeling about that? Are you mentally prepared?
I'm really looking forward to playing with him again, though a bit daunted, because he does tend to blow me off stage. He gets a bit overexcited.
Well, I learnt this trick off the Scratch Perverts, which is that if I know they're coming on after me, I'll play Funk Soul Brother.
If you do, you'll get shot.
I probably will do. I've seen the crew that you hang out with. Now, listen, we did this little cheeky thing on the show, Norma, called Kiss and Tell, right? Little cheeky thing. It's only you and me. You might want to move a bit close to your phone, if that's possible. And we get the hot shot celeb like yourself, right? And we ask him a bit of a cheeky question. We say, can you tell us a bit of juicy gossip, a bit of juicy goss that nobody else knows, just for this show? I won't tell anyone. The producers, Pippa and Rachel, won't tell anyone. The listeners, they'll hear, but they won't tell anyone. They won't tell anyone. It's fine. So have you got any juicy goss?
I have some men feel comfortable wearing women's clothing.
I do. I've heard this.
In the privacy of their own home.
Yeah.
I've got the same feeling about dressing as a bumblebee. I have kind of an inner bumblebee in myself that I feel has to come out. And I did. The pinnacle of my musical career was to DJ at Glastonbury at Las Vegas and to change into a bumblebee outfit whilst DJing.
Do you require a phone booth to do that in?
No, I did it while I was DJing. I went on and I sort of took my top off and put the wings on and then the tights. And much to my wife and my manager's absolute dismay. But yeah, no, my secret is I secretly like to dress as a bumblebee.
There you have it. A classic Kizzy Club moment. Fatboy's Nim there saying that he likes to dress as a bumblebee. Fantastic. I bet you never... If you have told anyone else that, don't tell me, because you'll ruin it.
I feel so much better for having got that off my chest.
We are here anytime if you want to tell us any more.
Actually, I feel better to have got that off my thorax.
Listen, we're gonna drop the massive tune now that you've done with Hervé, finally. I've been waiting to pay. I haven't paid for my show yet because I was waiting, because I was trying to get you on to have a bit of a chat with you first and then be a bit cool and then throw forward to it. So do you mind introducing it for us?
Well, this is the mighty Hervé and a bloke called Fatboy Slim, and this is called Machines Can Do the Work.
Machines should work.
People should think.
Machines should work.
People
should think.
Machines can do the work. Machines can do the work. Machines can do the work. Work, 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 work. Machines can do the work. Machines can do the work. Machines can do the work. Work, 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 work. Machines can do the work. Work, 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 work. Machines can do the work. Work, 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 work. Machines can do the work. Work, 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 work. Machines can do the work. Work, 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 work.
Machines can do the work. Machines can do the work. Machines can do the work. Work, 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 work,
work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work, work
there you go. Thanks very much to Fatboy Slim talking. Fatboy Slim, what's happening here? Why am I talking to people as famous as Fatboy Slim on the Kid Sellout show? It's because I've got them on for you listeners, obviously, as well. This is actually a storming show. I was so privileged to be able to stand in the kind of, like, they call it front of house, which is where they kind of control all the lights and lasers and that kind of stuff when you do a big gig. When we were in Belfast, I was kind of in this front of house section, watching Norman's DJ set with these incredible visuals. And I tell you, the bass on this track was absolutely insane. So, machines to do the work. I'll be out.